listening to Talk Sports.
I never wanted to be a journalist. My dream was always just to get these takes off. Just to be able to get on here and get these takes off recklessly. I don't need to be held to any type of ethical standard. No thanks.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
But the one thing I do remember were the different rules for public figures, right? When it came to slander, when it came to, like, the tabloids get, like, a bypass with celebrities because, they're public figures.
On 1340 WKGN.
That was, like, the whole Hulk Hogan's basis of his lawsuit was, like, yeah, Hulk Hogan's a celebrity. Hulk Hogan's the one with the 10-inch penis. Terry Bollea, he's a real person. He's not a celebrity. He's got a 4-inch penis.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Hour 2, kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour 2 headlines, Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
All right, thanks, John.
You're welcome.
We talked about the women winning their first game in the World Cup yesterday, 13-0.
13-0.
They blasted Thailand. A Miami bar offered free shots for every Alex Morgan and Team USA goal in the World Cup yesterday. Alex Morgan, by the way, she ended up with 5. She almost had the double hat trick. 5 goals for her. Big day. But as the shots were raining down on Thailand's goal at the FIFA Women's World Cup in France Tuesday, so too were they going down at the American Social Brickell in Miami. The bar ran a promotion offering free shots for every Team USA goal scored. They likely were not banking on a 13-0 deciding game for the defending World Cup champions. But it's probably worth it now for all of the publicity they're getting, I'd say.
Well, maybe. But what's the legality here? Can you be serving people 13 shots in 2 hours? That seems like a bad business strategy in terms of, like, your liquor liability and your over-serving of people and people leaving your bar and getting into an accident or leaving your bar and something bad happened to them. And now you have a easy lawsuit on your hands of, yeah, well, sorry, blame Alex Morgan. She just kept making goals, so we kept giving out shots.
Alex Morgan could be responsible for your death. Free shot for every U.S. goal.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I haven't even looked into that part of it. I don't know if
I'm going to guess that people weren't allowed to take 13 shots. I'm going to guess that many people didn't want 13 shots because some of those goals, like 10 of those came in a 45-minute stretch.
Yes, not saying anything about how many shots were served.
I know the big man could throw down 10 shots in 45 minutes, but I don't think many people can or should or would want to.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I could throw down 10 shots in 45 minutes. It would depend on the shot. I mean, if we're talking like these shooters, maybe that's what it was, you know.
I mean, I still got a shot of alcohol in it, though.
But it's easier to stomach.
It's easier to stomach, but it's more to stomach.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the problem is also, you know, getting drunk.
10 shots in 45 minutes is a lot.
No, I know. That seems like a lawsuit waiting to happen if they were actually.
That's a shot every 4.5 minutes.
I don't think they wanted this story getting out. Like, now people are going to be snooping around because I feel like 3 shots in 45 minutes, like the first half, I feel like that's kind of trouble waiting to happen for people.
3 shots in 45 minutes?
For the most people?
I mean, that's.
I'm assuming you have a drink while you're taking those shots, too. So, like, I'm assuming you're not just. That's not all the alcohol you're drinking in that 45 minutes.
That's reasonable, though, in comparison to 10.
Well, yes, in comparison to 10, it is reasonable, but in your random nights, now, not when we have people over to the house, you know, not when the Talk Sports crew gets right together at my house, yeah, but on random nights, are you going around taking 3 shots of alcohol like in a 45-minute period? Maybe you are. I don't think most people get down like that. 3 shots in 45 minutes?
I don't know. I never really keep track.
Sure.
Sure. Let's take a shot. Let's take another one.
When I've been out with people, they'll do a shot like once every maybe hour. Just so, on average.
Every couple beers or
right,
something.
Right. Yeah. Like you hit a lull in your night. Okay, everybody, let's get a shot. Like something like that. I haven't been around too many people that are like, shot. Okay, let's get another one. Shot. Okay, one more. That's,
I mean, that averages to one every 15 minutes.
Right. That's not even saying, like, I don't know what minutes these goals were scored, but I don't think there was one in the very first minute, one in the 45th. You know what I mean? So, like, it's even a shorter amount of time.
Yeah, and you've likely, like you said, you got a beer to go with it or something.
Yeah, usually when people are taking shots, they're also doing other drinking. See, like, even those three goals in the first half seemed problematic. It seemed like it got problematic, like, after the fifth one. The sixth one. Then there was seven. Eight. Nine shots. 10. 11. 12. 13. Look. I'm not trying to be that guy. Like, I'm not that guy. I like drinking a lot. I like drinking just as much as anybody except you. Like, I'm with it.
I think 10 and 45 minutes would put you down.
Oh, no, 10 and 45 minutes, you're looking at alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, that would put any man down.
I mean, in college, we did a challenge where we did 5 shots in 5 minutes. And that one would put you down. That one would ruin your day.
5 shots in 5 minutes?
Yeah, you take a shot a minute.
What is a shot? An ounce and a half?
Yeah.
Times 10, that's, what's that, 115 ounces? No. That's
150.
What is it?
I mean, 10 point.
What's one and a half times 10?
150.
150?
I mean, not 150, but like, I mean, 10.
It's not that much, is it?
Would it not? Not do math. The hell's happening?
Yeah, let me get a calculator.
15 ounces. 1.5. Yeah, 15 ounces.
Times 10. That's 15.
Yeah, 15 ounces.
So that's not that much. 15 ounces of liquor?
Mm-hmm. That seems a lot.
It's really not when you think about it. Have you never made like a mixed drink in a 44-ounce cup?
I mean, that's probably why you guys left and I had passed out at my house the other night. Like, that's sort of the rate we were going on.
I mean, theoretically, you make a mixer in a 44-ounce cup, and you put 15 ounces of liquor in it. Couldn't you drink that in 45 minutes? I mean, you'd be pretty drunk, but...
Again, if that's all you're drinking, maybe you survive.
I mean, when you put it in those terms, it doesn't sound like as much.
No, I mean, for my 22nd birthday, I took 22 shots over, like, a 4 or 5 hour period. Like, We went down.
You took 22 shots for your
22nd birthday.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so I mean, it's, you know, I'm not saying you can't handle that much alcohol. I'm just saying it doesn't seem smart for a bar to be doing that.
That's a lot of shots.
I was at my house. You know what I mean? Like when it came time to
Did you puke that night?
When it came time to get in the shower, I could get in my shower. I didn't have to leave a bar and be responsible like on the road or be responsible under somebody else's care.
To get in your shower for bed.
Or just be responsible for, like, you know, getting around other people. I was home type of thing.
That sounds like one of those nights you definitely threw up in the shower. I think you'd have to, right? I mean, 22 shots, it's, you know, that's a lot. That's a significant amount of booze.
Sure.
But when I think about it in terms of like a 44-ounce mixed drink, it doesn't seem like as much to do 10, you know? I think they're way more potent when they're just in shot form.
Seems that way.
Yeah. Anyway, this is probably the craziest thing we've talked about so far today. And, you know, we've talked about babies getting thrown out of airplanes. This is even worse. A 40,000-year-old severed wolf's head has been discovered in Siberia. And they've got a picture of it, and it looks gross.
I saw that picture. It looks pretty wild.
It looks really gross. 40,000 years old, a severed wolf's head preserved by permafrost, complete with teeth and fur, was discovered in eastern Siberia. Locals were looking for mammoth ivory. They found the remains on the banks of the Tarikikfeth River. I don't know what that is. Before bringing it to the Mammoth Studies Department.
My friend Powers texted in saying I also ended up butt naked in the backyard by the time he had gotten to the party. That was my 21st birthday.
Only 21 shots that night.
No, that one was even worse. That one was I went and bought a handle of Southern Comfort, 100 proof, and a handle of Jim Beam, and I was just mixing them together the whole night. It was a...
That'll put you down.
That ended up with me naked in my backyard. Yeah.
That'll put you down.
With my poor dog, the only person who would talk to me by the end of the night. That was 21. By 22, I was a different man.
You were didn't you say you funneled?
That was back at the beach, like when I was like 19 or 20. I've been through some trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
When it comes to my dangerous binge drinking.
I had a friend one time, I was just funneling beer, and I was trying to funnel, you know, I was trying to be the fastest one with the funnel, and I could kill one really quick, like 2 seconds, and then we started putting two in. So I was funneling 24 ounces of beer, and they started pouring liquor in the top of the funnel as I was funneling. You know what I mean? So it was just like I was funneling beer, and my buddy is pouring from a Jim Beam half gallon into the funnel as I'm sucking down the beer. So the end of the beer was just straight carbon.
Classic Talk Sports.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Classic Talk Sports. So what about that wolf head?
It's 40,000 years old.
Whoa! That's old.
This is the first time the head of an ancient wolf has been found whose soft tissue has been preserved after 40,000 years. A grown wolf. I guess it took, you know, some scientists and DNA people and all that to figure out he was 40,000 years old. But, hey, looks pretty good for 40,000, if you think about it.
Do you think you could throw a wolf out of a plane and it would live?
Yeah. I wouldn't think so. What about a cat?
I don't know. Like I said, I've always wondered. Like, I've never wanted to throw a cat really high off a window just in case it doesn't survive. But my line of thinking was, if I throw it from too high of a place and it falls and dies, like, at least it's got 8 more lives. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. Absolutely. All right, good batch of headlines, I guess. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Colin writes in saying that he's reading the wolf article, Cody, and says that the wolf is almost 2 times the size of modern wolves.
Oh, man.
2 times!
Isn't that cool?
It is. It's amazing that those people survived. Like, it's amazing that the human race made it to the point where it could flourish.
With dragons and everything.
Just with dragons and wolves.
Dinosaurs.
Diseases. Well, no, dinosaurs weren't real dragons.
We don't know for sure if dinosaurs were
real. I'm team dragon.
Dragons for
I think obviously. Dinosaurs are fake, dragons were real. That's where I'm at.
That's what the Chinese believe, right?
Yep.
And they are notoriously smart.
That's where I'm at. And they say that's where all the dinosaur bones were found, were China. I think they would know better than these random American people who went over there and found them, you know, centuries later. Anyways, that's a whole nother story.
Back in the Targaryen days.
No. I'm not talking about Game of Thrones. I'm talking about real life.
Cam's absolutely stunned right now.
By what? Cam, you never heard the theory on the dragons?
Oh. Cam, I got just do a little Googling. I'll share some articles with you about how dinosaurs are fake and dragons are real. How really we just kind of decide to create this dinosaur market. And basically, if you think about it, doesn't the T-Rex kind of look like what we think of a dragon? Just if you like kind of put some wings on its back, like wouldn't that kind of look like the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you found some like T-Rex bones or just bones that looked like a T-Rex, is it possible, Cam, that it could be dragon bones instead? You know, many cultures have talked about dragons throughout history.
Throughout the world.
I'm just saying throughout history, like we've always referred to dragons. It wasn't until, like, was it 1890, Ben? Was it 1890
I believe it was 1845.
1845, somewhere in the 19th century, that was the first time we ever heard of dinosaurs, right? So dragons, we heard of them since the beginning of time. Dinosaurs, we really made until the 19th century before we heard about them?
That's just like your grandma's grandma.
Right.
You know.
Some scientist here in America just decides.
Hey, how about if we make these museums of dinosaurs? And really, just look into it, Cam. It's going to blow your mind. He's already has mind blown. Cam's like, I'm so glad I came in and showed up on time today. I got stories about babies falling out of airplanes, and now John's put me on the game that dragons were real, dinosaurs were fake. It's been a great show.
People think we're sounding crazy today, whatever, but this is factual information. I mean, you can look into the dragon theories. They are out there, and they are prevalent.
It's dinosaur theories.
Yeah, the dinosaur is the theory. The dragon is the
fact.
Reality.
Fact.
Yeah. And again, theories aren't facts, so let's be careful about throwing them out as facts. But they're the
right.
I know which way I lean. It's amazing we survived the diseases, all that stuff.
It is cool that that wolf was twice the size of a normal wolf, and a normal wolf is huge.
A normal wolf is scary enough.
Man. Isn't it crazy to think about the things that were before us, you know?
I mean, I have seen that, like, when people domesticate animals, they typically get, like, 3 or 4 times smaller than the original size.
Yeah.
So could you imagine how big bulls and cows were back in the day, John?
Yeah, like I don't know. I've never actually thought about those.
Like the mammoths?
Like every other animal was probably about the, like, you know.
Do you think animals are getting smaller now?
Yeah, whenever we domesticated animals, we bred them to be smaller, to be easier to handle.
Huh. I kind of assumed the opposite. I thought we were breeding them bigger, and the bigger, stronger ones. Kind of like humans. Like, humans have gotten bigger over time because bigger people are breeding, and then you kind of keep breeding with bigger people, and then people get taller, and then I don't know the exact kinda, science behind it, but
it just goes with, like, what you want out of said animal. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
So, like, you
I
get
guess
it,
we want mammals to get bigger. We want humans
to be bigger than
to
the
be
other
bigger
animals.
And stronger. So we're breeding them to be bigger and stronger. But I guess it makes sense that we want cows to be easier to tame and easier to milk. And okay, I mean, I'm on to it. I never thought about it. It's been such a good show.
I've got nipples.
We've learned
Ben.
So much today.
Only 120, and we're out here dropping a lot of knowledge on people. Tennessee basketball has a recruit.
Oh, sports.
Tennessee basketball has a recruit on campus today, Josephat Belou.
He's the French guy.
He is a French guy.
Just like Yves Pons.
Don't we have another? That other guy's from Cameroon, right?
Who are you talking about?
We got the other commit in this class that's a
talking about Uros Plavsic?
Right?
Finland.
Thank
Uros?
You, Finland. No.
Plavsic?
Not him. There's Uros. Another one.
How many European? So we got a Cameroonian?
It's not Cameroon. It's Finland.
I saw Cameroon, their Women's World Cup team, was playing last night.
It's a Finnish player.
Against Canada. A Finnish player. I thought Uros was the Finnish player.
Uros is from, like, Chattanooga.
He's not from Chattanooga.
He's Croatian, but he's from Chattanooga.
Croatian, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uros.
And then we got Olivier Nakamura or Nakahawa. Man, they're really trying to put the play-by-play guy in trouble.
Trying to make Kessling retire.
Kessling.
Are we sure Uros is not from Finland?
He is Croatian. He put a picture out last night on the internet of him wrapped up in the Croatian flag.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he said basically that I can tell.
Was he quoting a rap song there? Was he quoting some type of song?
He
there?
Had like some four line.
He had like a limerick going on, or he was doing something about
what was it?
Being where he needs to be. He was dropping bars, which I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm getting a little older because I don't always know what these rap references are.
I can tell that we're going to love this guy.
I don't know that we should. I don't know if we're still using the term bars either. If we're dropping bars,
we're not saying bars anymore.
I haven't heard that since like my junior or senior year of high school, 2014, 2015.
Now Alex is saying he's Serbian. Is he Serbian or Croatian? Isn't that the same thing? Not the same thing, but very similar.
I believe he is Serbian now that you say that.
God damn it. Okay,
I'm out here on a mission, and I'm all alone. I'm far from where I'm going, and I'm far from home.
Dropping bars!
Somehow I know I'm moving in the right direction. Mama always told me I was going to be special.
Yeah, that's
that doesn't rhyme
at Vol Hoops.
Yeah, but if you say it in a certain cadence, it rhymes. Bring that to me one more time.
I'm out here on a mission and I'm all alone. I'm far from where I'm going and I'm far from home. Somehow I know I'm moving in the right direction. Mama always told me I was gonna be special.
I believe that's a Nipsey song.
Yeah,
he kind of looks like Parker.
A little bit. Yeah, I was frantically Googling.
He looks like a big, tall Parker.
It's a Nipsey song, Love. So I guess Uros is he's a West Coast guy, I guess, from his time in Arizona State. Now I guess he's a Nipsey Hussle fan. So I mean, he was dropping bars. And we still say bars. We're not out on bars. What else do you call them? Rhymes?
I mean, like, we just say it's a song. I don't know.
You don't call the whole song bars, but you call the lyrics inside. If they're good, you call them bars. He's dropping bars.
I just always say he's posted some lyrics.
Don't say we then. You're the lame-o in this situation. You still say bars.
I've not heard anybody say bars in a good minute.
It's coming from the guy that didn't know Biggie's
great point.
Hypnotized.
Great point by you. I don't know why. I don't know. Cam. Cam,
no,
do
no.
people still say bars
no.
when referencing rap tracks?
Don't do this.
And rap lyrics, do we still say bars? A little bit. Sometimes he doesn't seem very enthusiastic
Cam's just
about
like,
it either.
Cam's kind of on Ben's side. It sounds like she's just kind of like, yeah. So you don't hear
that's
it
what
as
I'm
much?
Saying. It's an older thing.
It's still a thing though.
It's fading out.
You rap in bars, though. Like, they're always going to be referred to as bars.
Every song is written in bars.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it will never go away, because they're bars. You write 16 bars. That will always be a thing. That will always be a thing. Lyrics. We just call them lyrics. This new generation, I don't know what the hell to do with them.
Gen Zers or whatever they are. Wesley says he believes that could be a direwolf.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking the ghost, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm familiar with ghosts.
Game of Thrones probably buried these for like some viral marketing, and just like season 8, their plan didn't go off as planned. So they found it, you know, months later. Imagine if they'd have found that right before season 8 premiered.
Yeah.
We'd have been so excited, like, whoa, direwolves were real.
Listener Chad put me on to some things called aurochs, which are giant bulls from old times, survived until about the 1600s. They would weigh up to about between 1,500 pounds to 3,000 pounds.
I don't want to say that's the size of big bulls now, but I mean, well, we've had many bulls come to the farm that are over 2,000 pounds. So, like, they're still bulls that big.
Okay.
Now, 3,000, don't get me wrong, 3,000 is pretty big, but I've seen some bulls weigh as much as 2,500 pounds.
I like to picture Chad as just sitting in a cubicle with a Talk Sports hat on, just doing important research his entire day.
I mean, he's the fifth member of the show.
He really is.
I often say that.
He really is.
So, Josephat Ballou is a 6'10 power forward. He played at the Spire Academy. You might remember the Spire Academy. That's where LaMelo played. No, not LaMelo. Yeah, LaMelo. I was about to say LiAngelo, not LiAngelo. LaMelo, the good younger ball brother.
Right.
He played there as well as that, like, I don't want to call him a freak. You remember the big freak who was like 8 foot tall that was playing basketball?
Talking about Bol Bol?
No, not Bol Bol. Bol Bol can actually ball. No, this is the guy that, like, we saw his viral videos from like
Taco?
5 years ago. The really pasty white guy who could barely move. He was playing against like little kids.
He's 8 feet tall.
I mean, eight feet's a little bit of an exaggeration. That's a little hyperbole, but I mean,
I don't remember that guy.
It's not the Taco video.
No, it's not Taco. This guy's white. This guy's pasty white, tall white guy. I gotta do everything around here. 7'7", Robert Bobkowski, Barocki.
Where's he from?
Czechoslovakia. That's not even a country anymore.
Romania.
Ah.
That's close.
He might be like a vampire. Maybe I better be careful talking about this guy. But he was like 7'7". I don't want to call him goofy.
Literally Frankenstein.
But he's 7'7", 190 pounds. Like, I mean, he's... Frankenstein was a doctor.
7'7", 190?
7'7", 190.
That's really thin for 7'7".
That's what I'm describing. I don't want to call him a freak because that's not nice, but...
He's a rail.
Oh, he's a freak.
If you had a book of freaks, he might be in the freak book.
It's okay to call him a freak.
He's a flagpole.
Frankenstein was a doctor. It's like if you're calling somebody Frankenstein, you got to go with Frankenstein's monster.
Well, this guy sounds like kind of a monster.
Yeah,
if you saw him, wouldn't you kind of think he's a monster?
Well, yeah, then he would be Frankenstein's monster, not Frankenstein. Frankenstein was a doctor. Frankenstein made the monster. The actual guy with the screws in his neck, his name's not actually Frankenstein. That's all I'm
Everybody
saying.
Thinks it is.
Well, I'm just here to correct people. I'm here to help.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That is true.
I'm just here to help, not nitpicking. I'm just here to help.
Sounds like you're nitpicking.
Not nitpicking.
I think everyone thinks that's Frankenstein, though.
Do you not feel
when
like...
When you see the big green guy with the screws in his head, everybody goes, hey, it's Frankenstein.
I know. We kind of Mandela affected that.
And everyone's just wrong?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's always the well, actually guys like me. It's like, well, actually. It's...
Well, actually. That's
I mean, I'm sorry. I just thought you might like to know. Did you enjoy the fact? Because you seem to enjoy the fact.
Well, I like knowing.
Okay.
It kind of ruins Frankenstein for me. In a way, but
I mean, are you watching Frankenstein or reading Frankenstein right now?
Yeah, no, but I mean, I've always been a big fan.
Well, now just know he's Frankenstein's monster.
Well, what's the monster's name?
Monster. Yeah. Does he have a name? I don't know his name. What's
I don't
his actual
think he,
name?
I think it's just Frankenstein's monster. Yeah, he just kind of says go out.
I don't think we got to the point where he gave him a name. He just got scared and was like, you know. I think he actually got killed. Did Frankenstein get killed? I don't know if Frankenstein got killed. The monster escaped one way or the other.
Imagine seeing this big tall guy in public.
I'd be scared. Maybe we can get his teammate up here, Josephat Ballou, and find out, you know, ask some questions about him.
I'd like to get him.
He's 6'10", and his teammate was 8 inches taller than him.
That's ridiculous. What's his name? I got to look him up now. Robert something?
You're not going to be able to spell this.
We'll just spell it out.
Oh, I guess that. Bob?
I thought it was Robert.
Yes, Robert, but then his first name is Bob. B-O-B.
Okay.
R-O-C. Z-K-Y.
Bob Roxy.
Frankenstein's monster does die at the end.
Oh, I was actually talking about the doctor. Does the doctor die at the end?
Yeah, he dies too.
Yeah, the monster kills him right in the book. Like in the
it says God, that this guy's a freak. He dies from pneumonia after falling off of a ship into cold water.
Frankenstein or the monster?
The monster. Or the Frankenstein.
Huh.
This guy's wingspan is as long as the width of the free throw lane.
This guy makes me uncomfortable. Rob Bobrovsky makes me nervous.
He looks uncomfortable.
Bob Bobrovsky makes me nervous, and I'm at a loss for words on how to describe him. He just looks like he's constantly in pain.
He's at an angle. He looks like a player you would create on one of those video games.
And then you'd forget to adjust the settings, and he'd just kind of look blobby.
Frankenstein doesn't have a name. It's supposed to represent like the rejection of his creation.
Mm-hmm.
Frankenstein's monster, I guess,
mm-hmm.
doesn't have a name.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he does call him Frankenstein's monster. Does call himself the atom of your labors. He's also referred to as the creature, the fiend, the demon, and the wretch at different points in the book.
The fiend. Huh. All right. Well. Tennessee basketball is offering his teammate. There are a little implications there. We'll talk about it next. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Tennessee is looking at a recruit who's on campus right now. We've talked about him a little bit. Joseph At Baloo. He's on campus right now. There are some reports that Blackshear, the Virginia Tech transfer, that he was on campus actually a couple days ago, prior to when he was supposed to be here on the 14th. Apparently he was spotted at a restaurant. I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't seen anybody repeating that. That's just some things that were going around. Either way, he's supposed to be here on Friday. So Tennessee, needless to say, is still aggressively going after two guys. I don't know if they're looking at an either-or situation. Both of these guys are highly touted. Both these guys are sought after. I know I told you Baloo is only a three-star, but he's a three-star with some pretty damn good offers right now. I mean, like, Kansas is in the mix. Right, and if Kansas is in the mix, you kind of think of that as the equivalent of, like, Alabama or Georgia being in the mix at football, right? I mean, is that fair to say?
Maybe Ohio State.
Okay. Kansas, Georgetown, Pitt, West Virginia, Georgia, Texas Tech, Wake Forest, all these guys are after that guy. So, I mean, he's got a good offer list. There are no scrubs in there except maybe Pitt.
Yeah, Wake Forest.
Wake Forest, fair.
Yeah, and Pitt used to be good. But
as did Wake Forest.
Yeah, Texas Tech, though, they just played for a national title. They're very good.
They should have won, honestly.
Yeah, they are a very good team. So, yeah, if he's got offers from Texas Tech and Kansas.
My point with that was just that he is a guy that I don't think you turn down if he wants to come. Neither is Blackshear Jr. Blackshear is obviously a guy you want. So Tennessee's looking for two. They probably think, hey, we'll get one of these, which means that someone's going to be given the get shirt.
Get on out of town.
Get on out of town. Both these guys play in the post. I don't know if those things are connected, but there are some rumblings that the person who might get the get shirt would be a guy that you're kind of maybe excited for in DJ Burns.
Has he not lost the necessary weight?
He's lost the weight, but I think there's still the concerns about the defense and the actual like foot speed and effort type of thing.
Well, I mean, that is a concern, effort, if he's not giving his all, as they say. But
and those are just rumors right now.
He's a guy you'd have around for longer, though.
Well, not than longer than Blackshear, yes, but not longer than this guy we're talking about now.
Oh, this guy will be a freshman.
Yeah, this guy's a freshman.
Okay.
When I say he's at the Spire Academy, that's like one of those prep high schools.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if he's got offers from Kansas and Texas Tech and, you know, Tennessee, I mean, I think I trust Barnes in terms of evaluating talent. I mean, I haven't seen Barnes do anything from that standpoint that's made me think he's not good at that.
And even with Pons, I mean, I give a pass on that because Pons looks the part. Like, I don't think that was a miss in recruiting, right? I don't think that was a miss in evaluation. I think the thing about potential is that it's potential. You still actually have to mold it and turn it into something good, right?
Yeah. But Barnes, like, you can criticize him on the recruiting front in terms of he's not able to land the premier players or we haven't gotten the you know, big, highly touted guys. But the guys that he brings in are typically not scrubs. Or at least he develops them and makes them into pretty good players so far.
I mean, we'll see. Yeah, like, with Admiral and Grant, they're outliers to me until otherwise proven. I mean, Bowden and Turner have been solid. Bone. Good. But so far, I mean, like DJ Burns and Pons, I mean, those are two big guys recruited that haven't done anything. And like I said, I'm not even blaming him, so to speak, on that.
I don't even know about DJ Burns.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, he obviously redshirted last year. You didn't need him, but the reports that are coming out is that he's kind of in the doghouse. Like, that's what a lot of people think.
So we feel better about keeping around guys like Folky and.
I don't think they're going to process Folky. Like, Folky's not going to be given the get start. Like, he's a rotational player. He can be one of your top eight guys on a good team. We saw that this year.
There's another big guy down there, isn't there?
Well, Derek Walker, but he's gone.
Yeah, he transferred out, which was weird that he transferred.
He's headed towards Nebraska. There's Zach Kent.
That's who I'm thinking of, yeah. Zach Kent.
That we haven't seen anything from yet. Well, you know, we don't know.
Well, wouldn't you process him?
Potentially. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure all those guys are options. Jalen Johnson's an option. I mean, we have a couple of extra people that we could easily say, okay, sorry, this just didn't work out for you. Although we would be getting kind of late in the process for them. I'd feel bad for them. Like, hey, good luck. Go find somewhere else to play. But, I mean, that's just kind of the nature of the beast sometimes. But Tennessee's obviously trying to get at least one guy, and right now they are full. They've taken the two transfers in Euros and Victor Bailey. Victor Bailey's got his paperwork in. Like, he's coming. He's going to take up a scholarship and not play this year, and he'll be a guy that plays next year. Everyone else so far is signed, meaning they're not going to any other colleges. Like, I guess worst case scenario, if you're looking at process, could be Josiah James all of a sudden. Like, you know what? Actually, I'm going to New Zealand too. That would be obviously devastating. That's the only thing that could, you know, happen here with this recruiting class.
We also have Olivier Nakamawa. That's the freshman from Finland.
Yeah, that's the guy I was talking about earlier. Yeah. He got bumped to a four-star after committing to Tennessee.
We do have a lot of foreign guys now.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. We got a Serbian, a French guy, a guy from Finland, and now maybe this other guy. How about Drew Pember? Are you excited about him?
I mean, he's got a stroke. I don't think he's a guy who's going to play as a freshman, though. Like, as a true freshman. He's a redshirt guy, in my opinion.
Big, tall guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's big and tall, but I don't think he's going to be ready to play.
I do like this height.
Especially if Euros gets cleared and plays right away, which I think is the thought process so far.
I sure hope so. I love the height we're bringing in.
Yeah, we're bringing in some big guys.
I mean, that's what I wanted.
But it seems like, I mean, a couple of these guys would be projects, although, you know, like, obviously if you get Blackshear, that changes everything. Blackshear puts you as probably a top six seed in the tournament. Not 1 through 6, but 1 through 24. I think Tennessee's a top 25 team if they get Blackshear. That guy could be an All-American next year.
I mean, we got plenty of guys we could process. What if we could even get both of these guys, couldn't we?
Could.
I mean, ideally.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't think Tennessee's telling either one of those no.
Right.
If they both say, hey, we want to come, I think Tennessee makes it happen.
We've got a few players that we could show the door to, and I'd be okay with it.
You got your overrated, underrated topics ready, Ben Lee? Let's play that next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
overrated. I'm going to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. You guys ready for overrated, underrated?
Wow. Okay.
Wait a second. What was that?
Are you ready for overrated, underrated?
What was the first word you said?
All right.
They've gotten to him. The criticism's gotten to Ben Lee.
I don't know if I am ready now.
All right. First up, good pens.
Going to go overrated on good pens. A lot of times, good pens are mistaken as pens that provide too much ink. I like just a good cheap pen. A good cheap bank pen works just fine for me. It's free, for one thing. Why would you buy a package of pens and pay whatever a package of pen costs? I don't know, probably $4 or $5 just for some good pens. What are good pens? Bics, like the ballpoint, the, you know, my mom used to have those, what she considered to be good pens. And to me, there's always too much ink with them. And they get kind of blotted, and then you got sometimes they even bleed through the paper. There's too much ink. I like just regular, old-fashioned bank pen, good ink pen, just a quick click, and you go, you know? And you can get 1,000 of them, and they're free, and it's just simple. Just, you know, a little bit of ink, get it down, write, simple.
I love good pens. When I get a good pen, I do everything I can to keep that good pen. I keep it in my pocket. I keep it with me. I keep it in my bag. Someone asks to borrow it, almost sometimes lie and say, no, I don't have a pen. And then if someone's like, man, I really need a pen, I'm like, all right, look, I got one, but got to promise to give it back to me. Put it back in my drawer. Don't touch my pens. Love my pens. Makes me feel good riding with a good pen.
With computers these days, I mean, I don't even know how often do we even use pens?
I still like good handwritten notes. When I do sales calls, I don't type out stuff. I write it down.
Cam's using a pen right now. That looks like a cheap bank pen.
A good pen? A cheap bank pen. Did you see the look Cam just gave you at calling his pen cheap?
Now, the one on the left is a cheap
pen. That looks like a Pilot G2 series.
So you're saying that what brand are those?
Papermate. The one on the right is a good one.
That's a good pen.
And he's got it kept with him, and he's riding with it. He's asking if you want it, and he doesn't want it. Give him the little cheap one.
I mean, I don't have anything to write down.
Good pens, Ben, underrated.
Next up. Fruit by the foot.
Got to go with overrated here. Foot by the foot. I got to be honest, the foot's a little too long. I don't need that much fruit / candy. Like, I don't need that much.
I don't think it's fruit.
I mean, I know, but I mean, like, it's you, the idea of it. I don't need that much of it. It's too long. It's a mess. Not really a very fun way to eat it either. It keeps coming out, and then you got the paper fill on it. It's just, it's gross. I'm not a fan of fruit by the foot. It's overrated.
I don't see any way I can call this underrated, so I guess I'll go overrated. I'll agree on this one. I haven't had it since I was a boy, but what do you mean a foot is too long? I mean, that's not that much. I mean, it's very thin from what I recall. The fruit, I really liked it when I was younger. I just haven't had it in forever. Where do you get it? They sell it in the gas stations?
I almost never.
I saw it at stores still.
Do they? I haven't had it.
I got a box at Aldi the other day.
You got a box?
Yeah, like a little.
A fruit by the foot box?
I never liked it as a kid. Didn't like it.
That's fruit by the square foot.
Never was a fan.
Never?
Never. I was always like, how about a bag of Skittles?
I liked unrolling it, and you could see the patterns on it, and sometimes on the back of that paper they would have like little jokes
and
stuff.
No, I hated that part. I thought the people who ate fruit by the foot were weirdos.
You saying the fruit by the foot person is the same as Cracker Jack guy?
Never mentioned the word Cracker Jack at all.
Well, it seems like you hate the fun and games along with the snack.
I liked Cracker Jacks. You were a Cracker Jack guy? I mean, I liked Cracker Jacks.
You would be Cracker Jack guy.
I don't know if I consider myself a Cracker Jack guy, but I liked Cracker Jacks. They're underrated.
Yeah, you're a Cracker Jack guy.
I might still even be a little overrated, but I liked them. I was not fruit by the foot guy.
I'm a fan of Cracker Jacks.
Sportsmanship.
Sweet Tarts better. Skittles better.
Ugh, Sweet Tarts.
Sportsmanship is, we're not going to say underrated. Sportsmanship's overrated. We're playing a game. If you get your feelings hurt while playing a game, you're the problem, not the person who hurt your feeling. Right? I mean, can we all agree with that? Now, I know, look, now maybe it does change. Like, just hypothetically, if you were coaching or, had a kid playing T-ball and they're like 4 or 6 years old, like, and you're freaking out, and
they were your kids using an illegal bat,
and you're arguing about that, and then you're like making fun of them, and like you're getting way too serious about that. That's over the line. That's weird territory. But once you get a certain age, like 7, like 4 to 6, I think you gotta go by different rules. You can't be so serious there. 7. Once 7 hits, sportsmanship goes out the window. I mean, come on. You get your feelings hurt, get over it.
Especially, I mean, why would you take it to a public forum to vent to, some sort of audience about it, you know?
I know.
Unbelievable. But I guess when you've got the brain of a 7-year-old, that kind of makes sense. I got to go overrated. I don't like sportsmanship. I don't like it at all. I hate sportsmanship guy. He's one of my least favorite guys.
Yeah.
You know. The guy that just says, both teams tried hard and there are no injuries and that was good. You know, I don't like any of that stuff. Just play the game. Let's compete. Have a good time. And I don't care about sportsmanship. The shaking the hands after the game.
Shaking the hands.
And the taking the knee when the other player gets hurt and all that stupid.
I don't want to speak ill of our guy. I don't want to speak ill of our friends at Hops and Hollers. Love Hops and Hollers. I dreaded the end of the bocce games whenever we had to do the handshake.
Oh, I hate that.
I was like, we're really going to shake hands after playing bocce?
My hands are always covered in sweat.
I was like, really? We're going to go shake hands for this? Like, and I'm the jerk if I don't want to shake your hand after a big bocce match. Like, I get the idea of having respect for people. I understand. But, like, that's a little too far. Like, you really, really want me to shake your hand after we played bocce?
I think that's why we always went fist bump.
Yeah. But I don't even like that. I was just like, we played a game. We, you know, let's just walk off.
How about we just wave at each other?
Yeah.
It sends the same message. Same exact message.
Not a fan of sportsmanship.
Me neither. I think it's stupid.
Germex.
I like talking trash.
Germex is a weird one because I always liked Perel better. So I got to go with, pretty much the same thing. And it does make you feel cleaner, but it also stinks.
But you can't, good.
But you can't rub it in versus having to dry your hands. It's got to go with Germex is a little underrated. Because I don't ever buy it. Like, I don't have any at my house or anything. Like, there's some out here at the office that I use every now and then, but otherwise I never use it anywhere else.
Well, Ben, that was a good place to put that topic because it was right after shaking hands, right? That's when I use the most Germex. Mm. I love Germex. I'm going to agree with you. It's underrated. I didn't use it for a long time, and then I started carrying a bottle in my car, and I found that when I did that, I used it way more often, and now I'm out, and I want to go buy another bottle. And I don't think it stinks. I think it smells good. I think it smells clean. The only problem I have is I'm one of these people that bites my fingernails, like the cuticles, you know?
I do the same.
I don't know why I do that.
I've never been a fingernail biter.
Some people say it's kind of like a nervous tick or something, or it's just a thing you do, you know? And I do that, so I get these little cuts, which is kind of gross. But so the Germex is not good for that because, you know, it burns. Then you gotta blow on your – and so – but I do like the way it makes your hands feel clean.
Oregon Trail.
I don't know a lot about this one.
What?
You never played Oregon Trail?
You don't know what Oregon Trail is?
Wasn't that
it's a video
some
game.
Sort of expedition out west?
Yes, you're getting close.
It's different than the Trail of Tears.
That, yeah. I mean, although sometimes...
Much different.
Although sometimes you lost your whole crew and, like, I mean, you all died in the water. Dysentery.
I don't think I ever played it.
You never played Oregon Trail?
I really don't.
Ben, did you play Oregon Trail?
Yeah, I played Oregon Trail.
Cam, did you play Oregon Trail? Did they not have computers in Arkansas classrooms when you were growing up?
Yes, they had computers.
Nothing as good as playing Oregon Trail Day. You get on the raft and you have to get – some people like the raft the most. I mean, that's what comes to my mind, I guess. You get on the raft and try to make it across the river. But I always like going out hunting for buffalo. Could you snag a buffalo for your people? Would you make your crew all your friends or would you put some of your enemies in there? That way, in case they died, you could have a little bit of a – happiness as an 8, 9, 10-year-old. Oh, James died. Yes.
What the hell was
hated
this?
James.
An educational computer game?
I don't remember much about the education aspect of it. I just remember the hunting.
I think you learned a little bit about the history of like the Oregon
Trail. I fast-forwarded through that, or yeah. I just didn't pay attention.
The original game was decided to teach school children about the realities of 19th century pioneer life on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, like... The only thing I learned is that they died of dysentery a lot.
Yeah. Nice.
It was hard to stay healthy out there.
I probably sound like a real loser. I don't think I ever played it. I don't think I did. I don't remember it.
I mean, it was cool in school. I mean, I don't know if it's cool now. Like, I don't think anybody's going to roast you for not playing it now.
I don't remember playing it in school.
You think there's a way we can play it online? There has to be like a free version we can play online somewhere,
there's gotta,
right?
There's got to be.
But don't look yet. It might give you a virus. I don't know.
I don't remember playing in school, but I mean, you know, a school with the educational standards that Arkansas had. I mean, we were really in our books, you know.
ClassicReload.com.
I don't know.
Start.
I used to love Oregon Trail.
And we're in. Got to wait for this ad to
Nothing
be finished.
Nothing worse when you died, though.
What grade did you play that in?
I want to say like first grade through fourth, I want to say.
Oh, I probably did play it then. I really don't remember those years much.
Make it full screen.
I mean, not very well, anyway.
Travel the trail, learn about the trail, see the other Oregon top 10.
I was big into soldiers during that time.
Turn sound off, choose management options.
Soldiers?
Yeah, I was a big Army kid, first grade, second grade.
Okay.
I liked playing war.
I bet you love the movie Small Soldiers, huh?
Hiding in places. And
did you ever watch Small Soldiers? The Small Soldiers, Toy Soldiers.
Yeah, I think I did.
The song is Toy Soldiers.
That's the Eminem song, but I'm thinking of Small Soldiers, the movie.
I think I did like that movie. Seems like I recall.
Okay.
I used to like the soldiers in Toy Story.
Yeah, they were cool. But those were the little green men.
I used to have those, though.
Small Soldiers had like real looking soldiers going against like little aliens looking things.
Did you ever play with the little green soldiers? Like have your own little wars?
I had some. I didn't have war. I want to say I had some to protect my cabins. I like the Lincoln Logs or whatever.
Okay.
That you could build cabins, and I think I put the soldiers out there to protect.
That's cool.
I kind of did that. My grandparents had like a stone fireplace that had like little holes in it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'd stash them every so often everywhere.
Help protect the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with that, but that was around the age, you know. Then we ended up going to Iraq, and then I figured out it's not all fun and games. And I was like, I don't need to be playing this anymore. I need to pay attention to the news. So, was there another topic, Ben? What? Say what?
That was all five.
Huge breaking news. Norm Chow. You remember Norm Chow?
The comedian? No, I'm thinking of Norm MacDonald. Who's Norm Chow?
Norm Chow.
The hot dog eating guy?
Do you think he's the hot dog eating guy because his last name's Chow?
I don't know. Who's Norm
Chow? That's not the baseball player.
Norm Chow. I know Norm Chow. Who the hell is Norm Chow? Football coach. College football coach.
Okay.
See at UCLA or Hawaii, maybe?
He was at Hawaii for a bit. He was the offensive coordinator of USC for a while.
Okay, so I was on the right track.
And then he went to the Titans. He was an offensive coordinator with the Titans.
Yeah, was he under Rick Neuheisel?
He might have went back to UCLA afterwards. I'm not exactly sure about that, but he was with Hawaii.
I think he did.
Well, anyways, he has just been named the offensive coordinator of the XFL Los Angeles team.
Oh.
Hour 2 in the books, hour 3 on deck. Stick with us as Talk Sports.